Blog Talk Radio.
You're not alone.
That's what God is saying to us today. What are you worried about? What are you trying to take on that you know you have no control over and that you're wasting time thinking about it because all it does is turn into worry? And guess what? God cannot operate in worry. He only responds to faith. So you're doing yourself no good. You're not doing yourself a favor by sitting there worrying about something that you have even no control over, or you're trying to take control and it's making you frustrated, which is taking you out of right alignment with what God wants you to be. He's saying today, you know, like Jessica Reedy just said, put it on the altar. And don't just put it on the altar. Leave it there. That's what he wants us to do. Leave it there. He's like, I got it. I got this. I need you to praise me in advance. I need you to praise me even in this circumstance. I need you to give me a Shabbat praise, a loud praise, a thunderous praise, a go crazy praise. Know that I've already worked it out. Again, God cannot operate in your worry, in your fear. So you just need to leave it on the altar. Leave it there. Don't turn around and pick it up and say, okay, I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to do this because, you know, I only got $50 and this bill's $35 and I need $10 for gas and my baby needs some Pampers and I got to pay, I got to buy this and I need this for it. And I'm trying to pay, and you're trying to sit there and figure things out and you're driving yourself absolutely crazy. So today, God wants you to just leave it there on the altar. And he wants you to know that he's got it. We started off today's show with Jay Moss, God's Got It, then followed by Miss Jessica reading Put It on the Altar. Ah, it's so good to be back at doing Midday Motivation, 1 hour of truly explosive power coming to you worldwide. I am your host for this hour of power, Miss Sandra, and I just want to say thank you so much for your continued support. You also know me for doing the one series, who he's looking for. Are you the one that he's looking for? It's all about marriage. It's all about relationships. It's all about love, but it's from a kingdom perspective. And normally I do that on Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. But you have to understand that even if you miss it, you still can connect with me because all of these shows are recorded. You can download my shows for free. All you have to do and get a pen out real quick, or if you're on your iPad, your iPhone, take a moment to take it off your ear and type this in, www.blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever. I'm going to say that for you one more time. www.blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever. And you can see all the shows that I've done. You can download them to your PC, Mac, whatever you have for free. It's free. And you can share it on any social network. That's what you can do for Miss Sandra. You know, I'm ready to, you know, continue to keep growing. It's great people that helped me to get started. Miss J, she has her own show in the morning, Miss J Productions. You can catch her also on Blog Talk Radio from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Now, this is on the West Coast. Yeah, Miss Sandra just loves the fact that, you know, when you trust God, he'll expand your territory and he'll expand your connections. And so I thank God for my little sister who got me started doing this thing for the kingdom. And you can listen to her again, 7 to 8 Pacific Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com, Ms., that's M-I-Z-Z, the last letter of the alphabet, J, the letter J, Productions. And you can listen to her, support her. She's got some great music going on. She's got some great things to talk about, give you that morning boost in the morning, of course, after prayer. There's no way that you can start your day off without prayer. And I'll get into that in just 1 second. But I just want to give a shout-out to all the great listeners today. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for logging in. Thank you so much for your prayers and support. I'm telling you, I am excited about what God is doing now. I know the song, and I love the song with Sean Mitchell. He's turning it in your, he's turning it around for me. But right now, I'm in my now, and I see God already has turned some things around in my favor. And we just need to sometimes stop thinking about where we're going and our destination and begin to enjoy the journey on our way there. I know my Apostle Long said that the other morning. We need to enjoy the journey. Sometimes we miss nuggets that God has strategically placed on our way there because we're so focused on our destination that we're missing little tidbits on the side. You know, and we're at a place where we're studying the book of Daniel, and he was talking about, you know, how Daniel said rain is going to come. He prayed, and he kept sending me to go back, check, and he had to go back 7 times, and then he saw a cloud in the shape of a small fist. What is Miss Sandra saying? Instead of waiting for the whole storm of rain to get here so you can get overflow, God is saying, if you just celebrate me right here, what you see, if you just celebrate me for that $10, if you just celebrate me for the $20, $30, $35, if you just celebrate me that I at least got your tank to half full. Remember, it was under E. Now you got a half tank full. Come on. You need to celebrate in the small things as well. Despise not the small beginnings. Okay, so, you know, I may not be coming through your speaker or in your car, but thank God that you can log on anywhere in the world at any time and hear my voice. And if you can't catch it live, you can go back and listen to me again. You can listen to me by phone, live. So I thank God for the small beginnings. God is saying, what you waiting for? That's my topic today is, what are you waiting for? I want you to marinate on that topic just for a few minutes, you know, as I begin to talk about prayer. But I want you to think about what you're waiting for, and I can't wait to just, you know, talk about this, because God don't ever give me anything that, you know, either I'm not going through right now, or I've already gone through, or I'm about to go through, and he's preparing me. So don't think I'm not talking to you from experience. So, I just thank God that, you know, he uses me as a vessel. Sometimes I don't always like the lessons. I know I'm not by myself, but sometimes I just don't like, come on, God, why I got to? But then I realized through the process, along the journey, that it's not about me. That is somebody that needs to hear. So have y'all ever gone through a situation, and I know you have, where, you know, it's like, God, I'm a minister and talk to somebody, and that never, I'm going through the same thing. You do see my situation over here. I did talk to you about this, did I not? And you want me to go over here and do this? And it's amazing when you line up with where God is leading you and you allow him to order your steps, it's amazing how you can be a blessing to some. Now, your stuff may be all towed up and may be a mess, as you might think, but that's when God works the best. He works the best in our mess. But while he's working the best in our mess, guess what? He's doing a new thing inside of us so that we can be prepared to bring a right now word for somebody else's situation. Oh, I said something there. Let that marinate in there right now. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be able to celebrate with you, celebrate in your now. And I just did a new blog yesterday. It says, don't let life pass you by. Again, it's don't let life pass you by. And it basically talked about the past, allowing the past to make decisions for your now and to where you're going. Come on, somebody, you need to stop. Some of you got some beautiful people in your life, but they can't love you the way they need to love you because you have been so hurt in the past. You may have had some bad business deals. You may have been betrayed a few times. You may have been let down a few times. Somebody said they loved you, and yet they cheated on you. Somebody said they love you, but then they left you. Somebody said they're going to be there for you, but they lied and left you and then took all your stuff, and you're stuck in yesterday. And I'm going to say, remember Lot's wife. Lot's wife. The Bible didn't even give her a name. She turned back. They just said, remember Lot's wife. They didn't even give her a name. And so God is saying, when you stuck in yesterday and when you're paralyzed in what used to be, guess what? Your name is not even significant for now. It's becoming past tense because people will know you for what you used to be and who you thought, you know, what happened back in the fact, because that's all you are known for and that's all your language has become is past tense. So I'm saying to you today, in order for you not to be paralyzed and stuck in yesterday and stuck like Lot's wife, turning back to those things that God has destroyed, that God has given a death sentence on, you need to make up in your mind today. And it's really about the mindset. It's really about transforming your mind and reprogramming your mind to now. You're saying, well, listen, Ms. Lysandra, how can you do that? Well, first of all, you have to make a decision that you want to do this. It's a decision, a choice that you want to turn around, that you want better. The Bible says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, is that you got to renew your mind. You got to allow a mind transformation, meaning there's some things that you may be used to doing that you have to be willing to let go. And so, you know, take a moment to read that blog. I promise you it's going to bless you. You can go on loveyourwaythroughit.blogspot.com. Again, that's loveyourwaythroughit.blogspot.com. com, and you will see all of my recent blogs and some that I've done. I started blogging in 2010, so if you want to just be on there for a moment and just read that, then just hit me up. You can find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com, Lysandra, LYSONDRAJ, Hardy, or you can simply follow me on Twitter at Legacy_Weaver. That's how you can start connected with me. I have a website that's being worked on right now that will be launched soon. So I want you, everybody that's going to, you know, connect with me, make sure you go on the website. I'm going to have some products there for you to order. You can read some of the things that I've done and am doing in the now. And again, I just thank and appreciate everyone that always gives me words of encouragement, support, you know, just gives me a great word and how it has blessed you. It's not me. I just thank God that he's using me and that you guys can see the God in me working. It's all about him. And speaking about all about him, now you thought I forgot about prayer. If you are not connected to a prayer line, I just want to offer what we do every morning, Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am connected to such a powerful, awesome international prayer call that is orchestrated and head up by my Apostle Eddie L. Long. God bless you. Miss Sandra loves you. Miss Sandra loves First Lady Elder Vanessa Long, all the leaders that be on there, Bishop Murphy, Pastor Pierman out the Poconos. Shouts out to you. God bless all the leaders that help orchestrate this prayer call and all those that call it. There's people that call in from all over the world. We're at 79 different countries have been logging in or calling in. That is awesome. Now, if you're of another prayer call that your leader does, then please, you do where you are called to do, where you are planted at. Now, I don't want you to say, well, Ms. Anderson said to go over here. No, 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 no. If that's what your pastor, your bishop, or your leader has ordained for you, you stay where you are planted, and you give your 110% there. But if you're not, then I'm encouraging you to join in 6:30 in the morning. Then we're normally off by 7:15 or even sooner. If you have any prayer requests, any prayer praise reports you want to tell, I'm about to give you the information. Again, hold on to that pen because here it comes. You want to dial in at 559-726-1050. Or if that's full, you can call into the overflow line at 530-881-1050. Or if you want to log in by PC or Mac or iPad or the new Surface, I like the new Surface. That thing is bad. I like that thing. The new Surface, you can log on to www.newbirthlive.tv. Now you have no reason not to connect. You have no reason not to, you know, get your praise up, get your prayer up, start the day off right. I mean, how long are you going to keep running the same old routine before you realize that it's just not working anymore? You need to try something different, try something new. That comes with a new mind change and mindset. And so I'm getting ready to get back into some great music. We also have the gathering that's coming up where thousands of people around the world will be coming together to New Birth on June 6th through the 8th, 2013. More information will be coming out, but you can keep updated on our website at www.newbirth.org. Now, I want to just, you know, let people know that this is my radio show. This is not funded by New Birth. I think y'all probably say, oh, she just said. No, I love my bishop. I love my church, and I love what they're doing. And it's about not so much promoting the church. It's about promoting Christ. I'm about oneness. I'm going across the board. I'm breaking barriers. I don't care what. If you are about the kingdom and lifting up Christ in the name of love, then I'm down with you. I'm not down with religion. I'm not down about backbiting, backstabbing, betraying, all this stuff. Look, if you about, look, let's connect. We can win more souls and lift Jesus higher as one. We as leaders have to stop fighting amongst each other about territory and all this stuff. We cut that mess out. First of all belongs to God in the first place. A, to the men and the commission that he gave us was to go. Therefore, teach all nations, you know, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are supposed to make disciples, and that's what he's called us to do, and do it in the name of love, Jesus, A to Z, man. All right, so let's get back into this next track with Miss C.C. Winans, Pray.
Wow. Yeah. Yo, I go by the name of Yo, CC, drop that bird.
That you think you can pray after that mistake, but I know it's the only way you can make it better. And I know situations get too much for you to take, and you feel like you're gonna break, and it makes you say, I can't take it. Ooh. Do I think it better? Ooh. I'm so frustrated, but it's gonna be okay, 'cause you got someone in your corner. Ooh. Gonna be there for.
Forward.
Hey!
Some way, somehow.
that's what I'm talking about. I got a testimony. Oh, my gosh, that is Anthony Brown and group therapy. And right before that, oh, my gosh, I'm telling you, God is truly up to something. I don't know if y'all excited like I am or not, but right before that, that was CC Winans with Pray. You know, when you start mixing prayer and then put God Supernatural on it, you know, you can't help but have a testimony. And, again, we're talking about today, what are you waiting for? Before I get into that, I just want to share this testimony. You probably, if you were connected with me on Facebook or Twitter, you probably saw it. Or if you are already connected on a prayer call, you probably heard Apostle Long mention it. But on last Monday, I received a notice in the mail of a debt cancellation. And the debt cancellation was $11,627.37. Mind you that Apostle Long had told us to write specifically, what are you expecting God to do? Write your specific expectations down and believe that God is going to do them. And so he collected those expectations all week. The last time to put it in the basket was on that Sunday. And on that Monday, I put mine in on that Friday. On that Monday, I already started receiving a notice that the debt was forgiven. It was canceled. It was wiped out. It will be erased from my record. Hallelujah. A to the man. Nobody but God. I tell you this because it's like, what are you waiting for? What are you expecting God to do? And it is so huge and so large and so humongous that you know only he can do it, but you are paralyzed in your mind because you're still trying to figure out how is it going to be done. God, I can't do this. I need help in doing this. And God is saying, trust me. You're still waiting for him to come on the shores to get you. God is not going to come on the shore to get you. He's telling you, if you got to get you a little life preserver and get out here in this deep, you better do what you got to do because this is where I am. And so many of us are waiting in our comfortable zone, waiting for God to come pull us to where we're supposed to. No, it is our responsibility to get the word of God in us, to get life into us, to get power into us, to have a mind transformation so that God can move, so you can see that what he has already promised you or what he said he was going to do is already done, or if you just take one step and put it in front of the other, he'll meet you there. Just like Jesus met Peter walking on the water, he met him where he was, but Peter had to get out of the boat. Too many of us, our mindsets are still stuck on the boat. Let's get into the word today about, you know, again, the topic is, what are you waiting for? And it's amazing, he took me to the scripture, and I know my Apostle Long just talked about this a few Sundays ago, and he talked about the healing at the pool. And if you don't know the story, you're not familiar with the story, if you don't have a Bible, you can go online to BibleGateway.com. Again, BibleGateway.com, and here you go. You can type in John, the fifth chapter, and you can read the whole story about what I'm talking about today. And it's about actually a man who has been sitting by the pool of Bethesda for 38 long, somebody say long, I know I can't hear you, but long, 38 long years. That's 78 more years together. 38 long years sitting by the pool. He was crippled. He couldn't move. He was paralyzed. You know, many of us are saying, well, that's just a doggone shame, you know, they're paralyzed. But I'm going to bring it home to us how this relates to some of us today, and Ms. Sandra wants you to be free. Now, let's just read the word right quick. Later on, there was a Jewish festival, and I'm reading out of the Amplified, a festival of feast for which Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem a pool near the Sheep Gate. The pool in the Hebrew is called Bethesda, having five porches, alcoves, colonnades, and doorways. And these lay a great number of sick folk, some blind, some crippled, some paralyzed, shriveled up, waiting for the bubbling of the water. Somebody say, waiting for the bubbling of the water. For an angel of the Lord went down at an appointed seasons into the pool, at appointed seasons into the pool, and moved and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was cured of whatever disease with which he was afflicted. There was a certain man there who had suffered with a deep-seated and lingering disorder for 38 years. When Jesus noticed him lying there, helpless, knowing that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you want to become well?" All really in earnest about getting well. The invalid answered, "Sir, I have nobody when the water is moving to put me in the pool. But while I'm trying to come into it myself, somebody else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your bed, your sleeping pad, and walk." Instantly, the man became well and recovered his strength and picked up his bed and walked. And it happened on the Sabbath. Okay, you said, okay, got it. You're saying, okay, Ms. Ponder, okay, just break it down for me so that I can understand it in my terms. Okay, he's by the pool, 38 years, certain seasons, appointed seasons, the angel comes and stirs in the water. Okay, 38 years he's been watching this happen. 38 years he's been watching everybody else go in and get healed because he's been waiting for either someone to come pick him up and put him in the pool, or when he tries to get to the pool, he said somebody else gets all up in front of him and he makes an excuse just to stay there. How long are you going to sit there and make excuses for why you haven't moved into what God has called you to do? What are you waiting for? Jesus didn't even lay hands on the man. He's like, "Do you really want to be healed?" In other words, he wasn't just talking to his ailment. He was talking to his mind. How long are you going to keep having these chains of bondage on your mind, telling yourself that you can't do what God has called you to do? You can't walk in what God has said for you to do because you ain't got nobody to help you. You ain't got nobody to lend you some money. You ain't got nobody to help your hand or pull your hand along. And God is saying, "What are you waiting for? It is your appointed time. It is the appointed season to get in and do what he has called you to do. The water is stirred. The angels are here. Make your request known. What are you waiting for? All you need is faith." All that man needed was some faith. All he needed to do was believe. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to see God do miraculous, supernatural things in your life? What are you waiting for? Some of you, God has told you to move physically years ago, and you still are paralyzed at that same comfortable zone, and you expect God to move supernaturally. He will not do it until you get off that shore and walk yourself into that deep water. You're saying, "Well, God, I might drown. I don't know anybody. You're telling me to go to a place." Let me remind you of the story about Abram. His name was Abram at that time, not Abraham, but Abram at that time. He said, "Abram, get from around your country, your kinfolk, all your needless traditions that worship pagan gods, and I'm going to take you to a land where I promised you where you're going to be flowing, you're going to be blessed, your name will be great. And always remember, I have a promise to you, but I cannot do it where you are. You must go." Now, the problem with Abram was he brought everybody with him. You know, of course, you know, you bring your immediate family, but he brought some other people that God did not tell him to take on the journey. Make sure on this next journey that God tells you to go on, you don't bring no extra people that he did not anoint and appoint to be connected to you. I don't care if they are family. I don't care if they're friends. I don't care if you know. If God did not say come along on this journey, then you don't go. Make sure you double check and hear from God correctly what he's telling you to do exactly. Exactly. You don't have time to delay anything. You don't have time to be in delay for anything. So make sure before you go on this next journey that he's telling you to do, that you only take what's necessary. Somebody say, take what's necessary. See, the airlines has got it so that basically all you can do is just carry on a carry on. That's all you, the little carry on that you drag it through the airport, pretty much if you want to. Not pay an extra fee, because even one suitcase now that you may have to check in because it's too big to fit over the overhead, you're going to have to pay. So if you got two or three suitcases, you're going to have to pay for three suitcases. And it runs $50 and up. And if you have over 50 pounds or a certain number of pounds, you're going to have to take some of that stuff up. Some of y'all suitcases are too heavy. You need to take some stuff out and throw it away or leave it behind. You don't need to take everything with you when you're going on a new journey. And so back to Abram. Abram didn't question God. She didn't sit down and call everybody and say, well, what do you think I should do? He didn't sit there and have a business meeting and say, well, what do y'all think? Let's vote on it. It said immediately Abram left. He left. Now, the only thing, like I said, he took some extra people that he shouldn't have taken with him, and later he had to pay the cost for that. But all and still, he left. He moved. He transitioned. He took a step forward. That is what God is saying to us. What are you waiting for? Do not be paralyzed like the man beside the pool of Bethesda. That certain seasons, the angel stirred up the water, but he made an excuse for every year why he didn't get it. Well, Lord, no, ain't nobody come pick me up and put me in it. They see I can't walk. They see I can't move. They see I'm a paralytic. They see I'm incapacitated. They see me. And you know what they do, Jesus? That's when he started having a pity party. You know what they do, Jesus? They just get on in front of me, and then they go get healed, and I'm still sitting by the pool 38 years later. God is saying, look here. Get free in your mind. When you get free in your mind, you know why that man was healed? Because in his mindset, he believed. He had a mind transformation. And then once his mind was renewed and believed that Jesus was here, that believed the word of God that he can be healed, immediately he took up, it's a straight way, immediately he took up his bed and began to walk. Immediately your situation could be turned around in your favor the moment you believe that God has already fixed it. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for the perfect moment? There will be no perfect moment. The perfect moment is when you have enough faith to get up and move on what he's called you to do. I'm not just talking to you, but I'm holding myself accountable. I cannot have the chance. I don't have the moment to procrastinate, because the moment you procrastinate is the moment that you allow the door of doubt and fear to come in. Today, God is saying, what are you waiting? Some of you, you know God is calling you to be saved. Christ is drawing you. His spirit is drawing you to be saved, and you're still waiting on the perfect day. Well, I got to wait till I get myself together before, you know, I could come, because, you know, I still do drugs. I still smoke. I still have sex. I got all this. I got so much going on, and I don't want to be bothering God. Let me tell you something. God does his best in your mess. I'm not trying to rhyme, but it's the truth. A lot of us got some testimonies we can tell you. We're trying to figure out sometimes, God, how could you still love somebody like me? But he loves you. He gave his only son for you, that while you were still messed up, that's my version. It says while you were still sinners, he died. But while I was still jacked up, while we all were still jacked up, while we were still lying, while we were still betraying each other, while we were still stealing, while we were still gambling, while we were still whoremongering, while we were still sleeping with somebody else's wife or husband, Christ died for us. He said, I died for you because I love you. He said, the way I proved my love, I gave my one and only son just for you. And now that he's paid the price, he's up sitting at the right hand of the Father praying for you, day in and day out, pleading your case before the Father, saying, give it one more chance. Don't give up on it. I know you love. Remember your loving kindness, as David said, blot out my transgressions. Jesus is still fighting for you. He's still defending you. He's still standing up for you, saying, I paid that. You don't have to go through that. That's already done. What are you waiting for? He's waiting on you. All you got to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that he is Lord, that you believe that he died for your sins on the third day, and then he rose, and now he is sitting at the right hand of the Father. You say, well, oh, I can't believe in a man I can't see. This walk is faith, period. You either going to believe or you don't. You either going to have the faith to believe or you not. That's how that man got healed. He finally, in his mind, saw himself before he could walk, walking. You need to see yourself already victorious before it happens. You need to see yourself already healed before it happens. He healed some lepers, and they didn't look like they were healed. But while they were on the way, he said, go show yourself. On the way, they got healed. Something's going to show up while you're on the way. What are you waiting for? Why haven't you moved? Why haven't you written your first book? Why haven't you done your first play? Why haven't you had your first TV show? Why haven't you preached your first sermon? Why haven't you gone forth and opened that business? Why haven't you done what God has called you? What are you waiting for? Waiting for the perfect moment for what? God says, I'm already in the deep. Deep calls the deep. You want to see what? I want you to cut my hair because I don't want you to get any credit. If you stay on the shore, you're going to be sitting there saying, well, okay, God came and met me, and I told him my plan. No, he wants you to surrender all of your plans, all of who you are to him. He said that I know the hairs on your head. They're numbered. He knows who you are. He discussed this plan with you before you were neatly fitted into your mama's womb. He already had called you. He already had ordained and purposed your life. So if you are not saved today, today is a great day. What are you waiting for? What are you? You don't have to wait to get to church on Sunday. Tomorrow's not promised. Miss Andre wants you in this moment to get saved. What are you waiting for? Some of you are dating some lovely people, wonderful people, but you're scared because maybe you had a bad marriage before. Maybe you had a bad relationship before. You're scared to commit to this person because you don't want it to be like before. Let me tell you something. It won't be like before if you don't walk in the fear of it saying that it's going to be like before, because your fear will draw in that which shouldn't have even entered into your relationship. What are you waiting for? That's a beautiful person, man. What are you waiting for to pop the question? The perfect moment. I understand, man, you want things in order. I understand that, you know, you want this and that. You want to wait for your finances. You want to, I understand that. But have you consulted with God about that? Or are you living off of what the world says you should have certain standards and all this stuff, and they don't even line up with nothing what the Word of God says? So seek ye first the kingdom. See what God says about it. Where's the kingdom inside of you? What is he saying to you about your situation? Now, will God tell us to wait on some things? Yes, he will. But it's amazing how in the midst of waiting on what he needs to do in our lives, or what we ask him to do in our lives, he will give us something else to work on. Maybe it's not, that's not your focus right now. Maybe he wants you to focus on going to feed the hungry. Maybe he wants you to go focus on working in a shelter somewhere. Maybe he wants you to focus on being part of an intercessory prayer group that goes to the prisons, that goes to the group homes, that goes to the juvenile detention homes. Maybe God has something different for you to do right now, and what you don't see is what he's working out for you to be able to walk in, because he says he's got to develop you. You don't, may not have skills for what you're trying to grab hold to, and you think it's on delay. It's not on delay. God is saying, I've got to prepare you. I've got to get you ready. But if you sit here waiting for that thing to happen, you're going to sit there and dandelay yourself. Go and do some things that God wants you to do that will bless and help somebody else. That's what this walk is about. Churches, leaders, help us. Let us help each other instead of talking about one another. Let us speak life into each other instead of tearing each other down. It's not about religion. I don't care if you're cultic. I don't care if you're apostolic. I don't care if you, it doesn't matter if you're Baptist or not, well, a Methodist. God don't care nothing about that. He is looking at the love that we have for one another from heart to heart. How in the world can you say you love God and you hate the person that's standing next to you? You hate their church. You hate this person. You enough is enough. So today God is saying, what are you waiting on? Are you going to wait like the man did for 38 years? And in that 38 years that he was waiting, his mindset was trapped and paralyzed. He couldn't move forward. He couldn't do anything but just sit there and make excuses for why he hasn't moved forward. You can sit there and say, well, I got to do this and I got to do that. Is that what God has called you to do? What is his agenda? What does he want you to do? Maybe it's for you to sit down and be still and just listen to his voice. That could be what he's telling you to, what you might be waiting, you know, sitting there telling you to do, because you're always busy doing something that has nothing to do with where you're going. Maybe God is saying, rest in me. Stop worrying about things. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I've got you. It may not look like it's going to work out, but it's already done once you make up in your mindset to believe. And so I thank you so much for calling in today, listening in today. What are you waiting for? And some of us, we wait till we see the thing and then shout. God is saying, give him a praise right now. God is saying, you know, why are you waiting? on the things to get perfect when you can praise your way right to your blessing? Do you know that he inhabits the praises of his people? And the more that you recognize God and the more you lift him high, he has no choice but to go head on and move on your behalf. Maybe some of you are only one praise away. Maybe some of you are only one prayer away. But you never know if you're sitting there making excuses, waiting on the perfect. I'm just waiting. I'm just like my apostle said, I'm just, holding on. Holding on to what? Yesterday's memories, scrappings, when God says he wants to do exceedingly abundantly above anything you can ask and or think, what are you waiting for? I'm challenging you today not to sit there and wait on that perfect moment, not to wait on everything to come together as you think it should be. When God is saying, in this midst of this confusion and what you think is a mess, I'm in it. Come on, let's go. You're saying, God, it's dark. It's dark on that channel, Lord. I can't see anything. God said, I'm with you. Lo, I'm with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then in that darkness, in that tunnel, you feel him holding your hand. You feel him, your presence with you. Just know that you are only one praise away. There's a light at the end of this tunnel. There's a light in this midst of confusion. There's a light to even your quietness in him. What are you waiting for? And so I thank you. I will be back next week with another hour of midday motivational empowerment power. Continue to spread the word. I'm going to close out with my apostle. Thank you. Because sometimes all we need to do is just go ahead and give him a praise. Sometimes we just need to praise him in the midst of. Sometimes we just need to go ahead and give him a Shabbat praise and take our mind off of what we're worried about, what's constraining us, what's of yesterday, and focus on our now. What can you do now for him? You can open up your mouth and say thank you. You can open up your mouth and say glory. You can open up your mouth and say hallelujah. A to the men. Again, Miss Sandra loves you. Remember to love hard. Love strong and love on purpose. Come on and praise God with me as we celebrate and give God praise. Come on, let's thank him today.
Somebody better grab that. Stop thanking everybody and fall on your face and thank God. He is the source of your strength.
Thank you. I'm going to thank God for my yesterday, for lifting me up.
The way I wanted it to, but that's not what I'm going to focus on. I'm going to thank God that I didn't commit suicide. I'm going to thank God that I didn't lose my job. I'm going to thank God that I didn't lose my mind. I'm going to thank God that I did get this deal closed. I'm going to thank God that when everybody eulogized me, I'm still here. I want to thank God that when I thought I was going to fall down and thought, how many times did you say, I don't think I can make it through this and you through that? I'm going to thank God for my yesterday. I think I ought to take a moment right now to thank God for all the stuff that he has blessed me with. Even though I didn't get the car I had bus fare. Even though I didn't get the house I could pay my rent. Even though I went to bed alone, I wasn't lonely. Even though I've got to take a moment to thank God. I didn't get the new dress, but I ain't looking too shabby. I didn't get the new shoes, but I don't have holes in them. I didn't get, come on, somebody needs to look back, not with regret, but faith. Baby, I might be down now, but you ain't seen the end of the movie. The end of the movie is glory, because he who's begun a good work in me shall complete it until the day of Christ. I'm thankful for yesterday, and I got faith about tomorrow. I might be sick in my body today, but tomorrow, by his stripes. What's this? You gotta get this. You'll sit up and you'll look back at yesterday and it won't be regrets. You'll say, at least I got my life. I thank God I got my family. I thank God that I'm walking. I thank God that I'm talking. I thank God that I even got a job. I thank God that I got some friends. I thank God that I'm able to get up this morning. I thank God that I'm able to catch the bus. When I look back on yesterday, those that are in the spirit will thank God for where they are. I thank God that I'm not divorced. I thank God that I'm still alive. I thank God that I can think in my right mind. Somebody needs to start thanking God, because if you can start thanking God, it brings you into the manifestation of where he is. I'm thanking you for my yesterday. I'm thanking you for my trials. I'm thanking you for what I've been through. Don't sit there and look at me. I'm not preaching to you. You need to open up your mouth and thank him. I thank you that I'm not crazy. I'm thanking I didn't have an accident this morning. I thank you that I'm able to come through a week. I thank you that I even... If you can look back at your yesterday and say, thank you.